Proclamation number 4884 of 24th of April, 1950. Freedom of will. Freedom of will is the explanation for everything that seems incomprehensible to the human being and which makes him doubt the nature of God. The still imperfect human being often uses his free will in such a wrong way. But then God does not prevent him from carrying out what his free will wants to do and thus, to a certain extent, gives his approval, i.e., he tolerates what the human being carries out in his imperfection. But he does not approve, even if he does not prevent the human being from doing it. 25th of the 4th, 1950, if the human being has freedom of will, he must be able to extend his will and actions downwards as well as upwards, for freedom eliminates every restriction. But man was created with free will, because this is decisive for eternity, for the life of the soul after death. The human being's free will creates the state in the spiritual kingdom for his soul. God's will always be moving in divine order, and adapting to his law which was decreed in highest perfection, in wisdom and love, so that God's creatures can live according to these laws and thus develop into perfect beings. But they must also be able to transgress these divine laws by virtue of their free will, because God confronts them with a decision. He does not influence the human being in any way against his will but even complies with his will by not turning away or withdrawing the human being's strength if he directs his will wrongly and wants to do something which completely contradicts God's will. Then he does not withdraw his strength but submits to people's will with his will. And therefore things happen which are not in harmony with the eternal deity. Yet even then his wisdom considers the effect of every event in such a way that it can also benefit the human soul's upward development. 4/27, 1950, God does not touch the human being's free will. Consequently he must also give him the opportunity to express himself and to be able to carry it out. And this always means the granting of power to works which do not necessarily agree with God's will. Yet God's wisdom foresees all possibilities of a favorable effect for the human being's soul. And thus a God opposing will can unintentionally contribute to a soul's spiritual ascent. Only then this ascent is not attributed to the human being's wrong will but he has to answer to God for this wrong will, even though a certain blessing has arisen from it in other ways. God directs all destinies. He gives his living creations freedom of will in their human stage. They will always be able to decide in favor of the good and are never compelled to act contrary to God. Yet as their will is, so is their thinking and acting, and their fate in the beyond and the degree of perfection resulting from their activity in earthly life will be accordingly. Amen.